straight from the Saturday Rub Catch-Up podcast, this is another edition of BT's Vault.
He's amongst the finest interviewers of our time.
I'm ungettable.
When he's on the clock, Parko, Denton and Oakes take notice.
I am the man.
He's one of the best. This
is about me.
Is Bristol's Vault.
Oh, yes, it is, as we come back into the Richard Marsland Studios here in South Melbourne, of course. I'll just introduce you around the room again. We've got Duck, of course, Damo and the Bristle. Hose Mary doing a magnificent job. But, Brian, just to see, if you haven't heard Bristle's Vault before...
No, we don't need to.
This parcel of tapes arrived in the off-season. We have done
boxes.
A box of tapes. We have done a little bit of work on this, Damo, and what we've worked out is that the Taylor family had a garage sale... And the beautiful Tanya Taylor wasn't aware of what was in the box.
Yep.
And it was eased out of the sale.
She's in trouble.
For a very small little shekel, too. So this liquid golden trail went for next
apparently
to bugger
a lot
all.
Of his books are in that box as well. Didn't sell. So,
the cool
so
breeze.
We ended up latching onto these box of tapes, which are interviews from the early 90s. Bristle working for an AM radio outfit. They're one-on-one interviews.
Still playing for Paran. The VFA at the time.
Keep in mind, I was young, 1991.
But you weren't that young.
And
you were
32 or
something.
This was a very, very early in the morning radio station, like about 4 a.m.
So we've had George Foreman a couple of times. We've had Nadia Comaneci.
Comaneci.
Yep, we've had some really big names.
Yeah, we have. So, which gets us to this man, who none of us have heard of. His name's Dar Davies. Apparently, he's a motorbike stunt rider who was getting ready to perform at the Melbourne Royal Show. Anyway, here is Brian with Dar Davies.
Welcome back to 3EZ The Good Sports. Let's start again. 1, 2, 3. Welcome back to 3EZ The Good Sports. Australia's internationally known stunt entertainer, Dar Davies, will make, would you believe, 13 appearances as a feature attraction at this year's Royal Melbourne Show. Dar is on the line now. Let's start again. Let's go again. Dar Davies in 5 seconds. 1, 2, 3, 4. Welcome back to 3EZ The Good Sports. Well, coming up shortly, in the month of September, in fact, the Royal Melbourne Show begins. One of the feature attractions at this year's Royal Melbourne Show will be stunt performer Dar Davies. Dar joins us on the line now. Good morning to you, Dar.
Morning, Brian.
How are you today?
Thank you.
What about the situation with the... Hello, are you still there, Dar?
Yeah,
the situation with the jumping side of things. What can we, if conditions are right, and once you've had a look at the situation, if you do decide to jump, what can we expect to jump over, and what sort of distances are we talking, and what sort of a motorcycle are we using?
Well, for one, we're not doing bike jumping down here.
What about the high wire, then? What sort of dangers are involved in that?
Well, if you slip off the high wire actually breaks, you'll go to the ground, and you'd just about kill yourself for sure.
Well, that's obviously... let's hope that you don't fall off. Dar, what makes someone like yourself want to cross a high wire on a motorcycle and knowing that if something did go wrong, it's a crash to the ground and either very serious injury or death? What makes you want to do that?
I don't know. I honestly don't have an answer for you there.
Well, very interesting situation indeed. Dar, appreciate your time on The Good Sports this morning.
Thanks a lot, Brian.
No.
Come on, Dar, give me something.
He's gone with the three questions. That's and it. He wasn't doing any of that.
It was a great big long lead into what sort of bike are you on? How far are you jumping? Dar gives it the not doing any bike jumping.
You imbecile, Dar.
What about the other line, Jim? Yeah. Let's hope you don't fall off.
That's it.
Well, 1991, young. Early in the morning.
One thing you have perfected is the.
What I loved, and beautiful Hose Mary didn't have enough to do, I'd ask her to dig it back up for me. His first response, hello, Brian.
Toss her out of the Royal Show. Didn't even deserve to be on.
You could have a serious injury or death. Well, yeah. What do you think of that? Well, I haven't got an answer for you.
All right, so we move from the little or basically completely unknown Dar Davies to the fastest man on earth. Well, one of them, Carl Lewis and Leroy Burrell, at the time, early 90s, were the two fastest men over 100 metres in the world. So this is a big name, Bristle. This is your Comaneci. This is your George Foreman. This is a big, big interview on 3EZ, the good sports. let's get to Leroy Burrell.
Leroy Burrell in 5 seconds. 1, 2, 3, 4. Welcome back to 3EZ, the good sports. Well, certainly we saw part of a great sporting moment the other day, the 100-metre sprint. We saw a world record, and we saw, I think, five or six runners run under 10 seconds. One of the truly great sporting moments in the history of sport, and especially track and field athletics, if you know what I mean. He's on the line now, one of the guys that was competing in that event, in fact, one of the favourites, the guy eventually ran second, Leroy Burrell. Good morning to you, Leroy.
Good morning.
Were you disappointed in your run, Leroy?
How could I be?
Where do you think that you could perhaps improve on that run?
Definitely at the end. I didn't stay as relaxed as I wanted to.
Well, that's obviously... well, Leroy, you would have looked at this event as being your most important race of your career so far. Did you feel a great deal of extra pressure because of that?
No.
I don't know how to put it. I mean, I find it sort of hard to believe, even though in a way, if you know what I mean, I do believe it. But yourself and Carl Lewis must in some way sort of fight within yourselves, not verbally, but just mentally in your own bodies and say, gee, you know, I just desperately want to beat that guy, and how can I beat him? I mean, you seem to have such a good friendship.
Well... I don't know why you find it so hard to believe.
Okay, we've been speaking with the former world record holder of the 100-metre sprint, number one ranked sprinter in the world, Leroy Burrell, and he has just won silver at the World Championships, and I have no doubt that he will become the next Carl Lewis of track and fields. Leroy, appreciate your time once again here, and best of luck with the relay on Sunday.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, no!
So he called him Leroy at the end, but Larry for
Larry.
The
rest. You branded him Larry.
Larry!
Are you disappointed? How could I be? But my favourite bit, Russell.
How to explain it.
My favourite bit is, I don't know how to believe it. But in a way, I do believe it, but I don't know how to believe it.
You asked long questions, didn't you, back then?
I like it.
Long questions.
Yeah, I like it.
Really,
I like the odd counting.
Five. Or count up. It was a count up, actually.
Yep.
Last week, he told Carl Lewis, we heard that he told Carl Lewis that he was going to make him famous here in Australia, because that goes Australia-wide, this show.
That's it.
And then this week, calls Leroy. Leroy.
Three times.
Gave him the Leroy. And the other thing, Bristol, were you running your own panel? And if you were, did you have on cart so that you could just hit it every time? Because it seems to come back a lot in the middle of your interviews.
You know, the theme of every interview, JB, the theme of every single interview is because of these long-winded sort of real attacks. The answers are just blunt and short. They basically do not want to speak to him at all.
I've worn them out before I get there.
That's what it is. They say to themselves, get me off here.
Who the hell's this peanut? Where are you from?
Get even more from JB, Bristle, Duck and Purple with the Saturday Rub Catch-Up Podcast, only on the Triple M app.